Transmission.
Well, I imagine you know what that sound means, and if you guess it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, you'd be correct, because it is in fact 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and once again, I'm just sitting in my car. Maybe we should get out. Here we go. That's right, because we're on another budget nature expedition today. Once again, it is warm. It is 50 degrees. It's about noon local time or shortly thereafter. It's sunny. And I thought it was more breezy, but no, that's good. I don't want any wind, but now I have to walk through mud, so I'm going to walk over here by the shed instead. Might as well look over the shed fence into the mati holes to see if there's any matis. No. No matis today. Obviously, I'm at Herrenhaven. If I'm walking around a shed, that's what you need to know. Another thing that you may want to know is I'm still running on very, very low batteries. So this show could go bingo battery at any time. If for some reason my fascinating narrative gets cut off mid-sentence, you'll know that we have lost power due to dead batteries. I'm walking around the dragonfly pond. It looks messy. Looks like it's a little wet on top. Looks like edge integrity is starting to go. Is this going to be an ice day? I don't know. We've had a couple of days of pretty warm weather. We might not be going out onto ice today. Guess we're going to find out. I could change my glasses. Yeah, let's do that. Take off the sunglasses here. Put on my regular glasses. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, I had this weird dream this morning. I've only been up for about 45 minutes. And it was sort of a good dream. It was weird, but then there was a girl involved. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're a cutie, blah, blah, blah. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, none of that was real. Not necessarily a bad dream. But the weird part of it is normally when I have dreams with people in them, usually they're real people. They're people that I know or have met before or, you know. But this dream, this person was like some kind of made-up by my brain person. It was really strange. When I woke up, I was like, wait, who was that? You know? And I was like, who was that supposed to be? I don't know. My brain's just being wacky. It's true. I do have the wacky brain. Oh, I just remembered. I gotta take my camera out of my pocket. I did remember to bring my camera today, just in case. In case we see something. And if that something stays still long enough for us to take a picture of it. So, you know, not like minks or or anything. Yeah, we're not going to take pictures of anything that's very fast today. Only the slow dudes. I've approached the sub pond and I'm going to walk right past it to head out onto the boardwalk here. Oh yeah, I should also mention that there's other people here. There was two cars in the parking lot when I pulled in. That's pretty unusual, but other people are thinking, hey, it's warm, maybe we should go to Herrenhaven. Alright, so walking out onto the sub pond, wow. The ice is really retreating from the edge. Is this mud or is it frozen tundra? Oh, that's mud. What if I go like this? Boom, boom, boom. Okay, I am out on the ice now. Is this a good idea? It is in some places. As long as I stick to the thick parts of the ice. Because I'm at 2 meters away from a very, very thin edge. Is this the smartest thing to do? Can you hear that cracking? Oh God. Okay. Do 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 do. The ice is mighty thin in some places around the edges. It has retreated from the bank like a meter and a half in some places. Ooh, crunchy, crunchy, crunchy cracks. I'm walking down Turtle Bay. Slowly and gently. And the funny thing is, when I look at the edges of the pond where the ice is melted, I can see where my footprints are causing little wavelets, little pressure waves, and I bounce up and down and little waves are happening. So I'm laughing because I'm nervous. Can you hear this ice cracking as I walk on it? Let's see if we can get the microphone down here. Oh yeah, I shouldn't be looking at the ice when I do this because I can see cracks starting to form. I'm still looking for my dudes though. Looking down the Turtle Bay, looking for my minky buddies. Oh wow. Yeah, the ice is more crackly than it was yesterday. Is this a bad idea? It could be. Maybe I should turn around. Yeah, I'm turning around. The ice still here is still pretty thick. But it's too many logs and too many sticks. And, geez, look at this. Yeah, it's plenty thick enough. It's just a little unnerving. I like this area over here though. This is really cool because there's all these leaves that have melted down into the ice. What happens, these leaves are like dark brown. They get blown onto the ice. Then the sun heats them up. And because they're brown, they get, you know, they absorb more heat from the sun than the surrounding ice. And therefore the ice then melts beneath them and the leaves sink into the water. And then it freezes over again. Oh, hey wait, there's a goose over here. Let's go see what this goose is up to. Who's this goose over here? Oh, here's another one. There's two goosers over here. Hi, gooser buddies. And we're still on the ice. And it's a little safer over here just because I believe this is so shallow that there's no water underneath me. It's just ice and then, you know, the bottom of the pond. Who's over here? Who's this goose over here? Is this Raina? Am I seeing your band? Move your feet so I can look at your feet. Yeah, these two geese, they don't even care that I'm here. They're just like, whatever. Whatever. And I wave at them, say, hi. They're so nice. All right, so turning back around again one more time. And I think we're going to get off the ice for today. This might be the last ice day. Just because, according to the Weather Channel, we are supposed to have a few more days of over 50 degree weather and even a couple of over 60 degree weather days. Wow. This is a sketchy spot to be. Do 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 do, running around on the ice, hoping I don't fall through. Nah, it doesn't matter. There's nothing to fall through. Right there in that area, it's so shallow that, like I said, even if the ice were to crack wide open and somehow your foot could fall through, you'd just be resting your foot on the bottom of the pond, 4 inches below. How are we doing on power? What's the juice level like right now? Oh, we've got no bars. That's interesting. The time is 1941 UTC. And I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. And what's going on out here today? Oh, we got a couple geese standing around on the inside of the little boardwalk loop. There's about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Two standing on the ice and a bunch standing on the bank. And some guys just swimming. I bet we could walk around on the ice over here. Looks still real thick and everything. But we don't want to spook the dudes. Our goosey dudes. Oh, they're so goosey. Alright. So I'm continuing to walk out the boardwalk. And, man, it's bright. And there's a lot of glare off the ice. The sun is trying to burn my retinas with glare. And as I walk out towards the end of the boardwalk, oh wow, I can see that the ice on the other side of the pond has receded almost completely. So there's a lot of open water out there, and there's a lot of geezers swimming around, having a fun goosey time. Isn't that nice? Yes, it is. And here's some geese right up here. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so pretty much the same stuff is going on as usual. But now the ice has melted. A couple days ago, I climbed off the boardwalk right here. But now, it is just water. No more ice. No more ice for me. Okay, so this is good. Maybe it's going to be springtime soon. Is that what all this is trying to tell me? I think it is. So that's fun. That's good news. I like spring. We're going to see lots of baby motties this spring. Okay. You know what else I did last night? Oh, I was so happy. I ate some barbecue potato chips. And that was very yummy. Except I think I ate too many. I ate a couple of ounces. I should have only eaten like 5 potato chips, but I ate like a dozen, maybe more. But still not a lot. Still within the recommended, you know, serving amount. But that's not the best part. I got to drink some of my cold duck last night. Speaking of ducks. Yes. As you may or may not remember, I don't drink alcohol. But I have a... What's the word I'm looking for? I have a certain weakness. And I love to drink sparkling, non-alcoholic grape juice. Now, there's a lot of sparkling grape juice out there. But there's one brand that's really good. One brand that has a number of varieties. And they're actually, you know, like real varieties and not clown varieties. And I wish I could tell you the brand that I like. The brand that I like is not the major grape juice brand. And it's not the apple juice brand. It's the other brand from Cincinnati, Ohio. So you're going to have to look up some labels information if you want to know. But the grape juice brand, they only have like red and white. And you know, would you drink red grape juice or white grape juice, not knowing what it is? You know, it's like drinking red or white wine. It's kind of vague. Doesn't really narrow it down. But the brand that I like, they have a number of varieties. They've got Catawba, and they've got, oh, I can't even remember all of them. Yeah, they have one called Mixed Berry, which I'm kind of afraid to try. But they have a cold duck. And I don't know what it is. Cold duck is a second pressing type of wine. You know, you use... Once you've pressed grapes to make your primary wine, then you take the leftover mushed up grapes called musts. And you blend them together and you know, ferment them again. And that's how cold duck, the sparkling wine, is made. Well, this cold duck, the sparkling juice, I don't know if it's made the same way, but it is a blend of grapes. And I love it. It's a little harsh, but it's not as harsh as actual cold duck wine, so... Oh, but I love it. I love it so much. It costs about $4 a bottle, so it's a little... It's a big bottle, but it's still kind of pricey. Well, not for juice, you know. Real things to eat cost more than artificially created things to eat. And that's why you can buy a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola for freaking 99 cents. But if you wanted that much apple juice, you'd be paying at least $3 or $4. So yeah. Last night... Now, I always try to keep a couple bottles of this sparkling cold duck grape juice in my refrigerator. And last night I cracked one open and I drank it with, while I was eating barbecue potato chips. And this is a bizarre flavor combination, but I highly recommend it because the two flavors really kind of complement each other. Or slash balance each other out, however you want to look at it. Oh, it's great. I was so happy last night. I'm still happy thinking about it. Maybe that's why I had weird dreams. This all went down shortly before I decided to go to sleep. So, you know, maybe that's why I had the weird dream about the imaginary girl. I don't know. All right, I've walked out of the forest, and I'm just sort of walking down the road towards the Mulhall's Gate, because I kind of want to look down there, but it's all muddy. It's muddy around here. Okay, so I have avoided the mud, and I'm about 8 steps away from the gate. I'm looking around. I see nothing. Where's my turkeys? Where's my dudes? Where's all my friends? I don't even smell the fox smell today. I'm going on to the Mulhall's property now. Because I remembered that there we saw that upturned dirt the other day. So I'm just going to walk down here real quick and check to see if there's some kind of weird action going on over here. Or if a tree just got blown over. There is nothing else on this big... How many acres is this? This is 4 or 5 acres of nothing. Alright, where's that? Here's the beehives. Now, I know I saw that stuff. It was right around the beehives somewhere. Right on, like, this side. What did I see? Because I can't see it from this angle. Alright, well, let's just walk right up to the beehives and see what's going on. See if we can see anything. There's no bees in the beehives. Or at least, they're not outside today. They're just... Maybe all the bees are hanging out inside the beehives and not flying around. There's that marmot den, but that's an old marmot den that I already knew about. What did I see? What did I see that got all... You know, whatever I thought I saw, I'm not seeing it from this angle. It's kind of strange. Okay, well, you know, whatevers. Did I see it on the other side? Am I losing my mind? Have I been imaginating things? Apparently I have. No, wait, is that it over? What am I even looking for? I don't know. Yeah, beats the hell out of me. All right. I'm officially confused now. And that's okay. State of confusion is a legitimate state for any state machine to be in. Okay, so I just guess I'm gonna have to cope with it. Ugh. How are we doing on battery? Whoo, still just equally low. Are we gonna run out of juice today while I'm walking and talking? Well, I guess we'll find out. All these birds keep jumping up out of the leaves and they're freaking me out. I'm getting surprised by birds. I hear some honking from far away. Yep, I see two geese. A couple hundred meters out, they're coming in. They're gonna land at Aaronhaven. Yeah, they're losing altitude. Yay! Hooray for goosers. Alright, I'm gonna head back to my car. I can't be hanging around out here doing wacky stuff all day. I've got to get home to watch my football games. Because I've got some very important football games to watch today. And I'm excited. And I guess I got to cook some food today too. I'm going to have yummy food. And watch my football. And now my nose is starting to run. So, wait, don't reach for my keys. I gotta reach for a Kleenex. No, I'll just wait till I get back in the car. Which is gonna be in about 2 seconds. 1,000, 2,000. Here we are, back at the car. Open the door. Alright. Let's go home. Let's go home and watch some football. Because I like football. Brum brum, start up my car. Bet you never heard that before. And we're back in the studio. Hooray! I got my mail while I was outside. And I got my bank statement, which I was expecting, but I also got a Harbor Freight coupon for the weird flashlight. And now I'm thinking, geez, do I need another one of these weird flashlights for free? Ooh, I kinda do. Ooh, should I go there? I don't know. But I decided I don't want to stay in the studio right now. We need to go upstairs because I hear strange sounds coming from the kitchen area, and I don't know what is making these sounds. Or do I? Yeah, is it somebody with four legs and a fluffy butt? What are you doing? What are you doing, kitties? Oh, you're a baby. I think I know what this kitty wants. What does this kitty want? What are you doing? You got water. Look at the nice big full cup of water. What do you need? Yeah, I know what you want. You want me to open the door for you, don't you? You want me to open the door? You want to jump up on your bucket? Jump. Okay, we're going to open the door for a baby so kitties can look outside for a little while. Check the thermometer. Yeah, it's like 52 degrees. Okay, we're going to have the door open. You're not going outside, though. You can sit on your bucket. Here. Sit on the bucket. You know, you don't get to go outside. We're not opening the other door. You're going to run and chase around some birds if we let you out there. And you're going to get muddy. Then you'll have a muddy kitty butt. And you don't want that. Yeah, you're a baby. Yeah, you're a kitty. You need to... Now, not going to open the door. Not going to open the door. So you have to sit on your bucket and look out the window. Yeah,
Yeah, this, you can look out the window. We don't have to go outside. Nah, I'm just going to lift you up and put you right on your bucket. Now, you look out and watch some birdies, okay? You going to watch the birdies? Yeah, oh, now
her ears are running zip, zip, zip. She says, oh, I hear some birdies. Okay. So what other coupons in the mail do they get? Crappy pizza coupons, Dish Network coupons, and of course, for the third time this week, Omaha Steaks coupons. Home-cooked goodness, the taste of togetherness. So, for only $50, $49.99, you can get the Happy Family Banquet, which is 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 2 5-ounce top sirloins, 4 3.5-ounce chicken fried steaks, 4 4-ounce boneless pork chops, 4 4-ounce Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 3-ounce gourmet jumbo franks, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, and a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries. And then to top it all off, you also get 4 4-ounce caramel apple tartlets. Yeah, why would you want all that other crap? Give me the steaks. I don't need the junk. All right, so we can throw some of this away. Like, all of it. Except for the Harbor Freight coupons. I'm still thinking about going there. And my bank statement. Telling me that I don't have any dollars. Good job, Tobe. Good job, bank. Oh, okay. Yeah, hi, what?
No, we're not going to open the door. You're not going anywhere. Yeah, you got to be staying inside, kitty.
Oh, yeah, you hear that dog? Oh, now she's really curious. And then, of course, there's the guys roofing the roof on the next door neighbors. You want to go bother the workmen?
Do you think they need kitty help putting on a new roof?
Yeah, I don't think they need any kitty help.
And I don't think they do. And I don't think they do because you'd be loud and annoying. And you'd be chasing birds. Kitties can't go on roofs because you'll just chase birds.
Yeah, so I have a cat. Did I mention that? I have a crazy cat. All right, time to make some tea. So we fill up the big old thing full of water. It takes a while. So this is always the funnest part. Okay, that's probably enough. Oh, and I just remembered what I forgot to buy at the store the other day. I used up the last of my garlic. You know, I buy these little jars full of minced garlic so I don't have to mince up any garlic. And I used the last of a jar the other day. Then I washed the jar. What is it? What do you need now? Somebody's gonna be bothering me for a while, I think. Yeah, that's you. Yes, you are the kitty. Yeah, you're the kitty. And so, washing the garlic jar out, I got garlic juice and garlic smell down in my sink and in my pipes.
Yeah, I got the garlic in the sink. Yeah, you're a good baby.
And so, yeah, my sink drain reeks of garlic. And I thought, oh, I'll just buy a lemon or two at the store next time I go. And I'll just, you know, grind up some lemon peels down my garbage disposal and that'll take it. What? Yes, you're the babiest baby. Yeah, kitties are just yanging me up. But I forgot to buy the lemons, so I'm not going to throw any lemons down my garbage disposal. Who am I? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the dubious garlic-smelling sink drain committee. Looking for Lemons, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC. But today we're done. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hummingbird, hummingbird, shoot.